Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Heineken versus Corona. The juggernauts. Yo,
it's getting chippy.
Of non-domestic
Ooh, this
beers.
Happened early. We weren't expecting this one in this battle.
This should be the championship.
Yeah, this is this as far as beers go.
Yo.
This is a strong battle here.
Exactly. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and say Heineken.
I mean, it was my beer of choice all through high school, man.
Okay.
You know what else is weird about this? This, between Heineken and Corona, two of the skunkiest beers you ever tasted in your whole life, bro.
Neither one are good. You are day drinking. You think beach.
You get Corona. That's true.
I'll take the Corona, too.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we are going through the March Madness booze bracket.
What?
But first, the intro. Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
My man is back.
Back again.
Zach, you're on the show not too long. One of our
earlier videos
that we did on YouTube. You were doing a
bartender show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're back to do this March Madness bracket.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We have a bracket here, and it's a 64-team tournament of
all the
booze.
You know what March Madness is.
March Madness.
If you don't know what March Madness is, all we did was we put our own twist on it. We're going to talk about a bunch of liquor, and we're going to take you to the number one spot.
Find you the champion or the Cinderella. one shining moment, you know?
We're going to go through the first round of 64 really, really quickly. And it's out of the conferences of Basic Bitch,
Boom,
Day Drinking,
uh-huh,
Nighttime,
yep,
and Sipper.
Boom.
Danny, lead us off.
All right, so in the very first game, we got Tito's at the number one spot versus Rupplemintz.
I love me some Rupplemintz, but Tito's is that big dog, you know?
I mean, if, as basic bitches go lately, Tito's is number one.
Next time you go to that bar, ask them if they even have Rupplemintz.
Exactly.
I think it was banned in New York City. You had to like drive to Jersey to get it, you know?
All right, my man Zach, we're going down to Day Drinking. The number one spot versus number 16.
Modelo versus Smirnoff Ice.
Ooh.
Smirnoff Ice. It made a great game, you know. Ice and your boys, you know. You know.
That's some day drinking stuff
right
there.
It was day drinking in, 2001?
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
No longer current.
Spring break 2001, it would have been a little higher. But,
so what
you're
saying is?
Modelo it is.
There it is.
There you go.
Modelo. I'm going up to the Nighttime Conference, Jack Daniels versus Fernet Branca.
I hate Fernet, so.
Yeah, I hate Fernet.
You don't like the Moms, dude?
Oh, my God.
You don't like the bitters?
You're not a digestive type of guy? All right.
Wow, that was a quick number one thrashing of the 16.
Oh, no, we're not there yet. We still have the sipper bracket.
Oh, yeah, the sipper bracket.
And we're doing 1942. Versus Bacardi 151.
Ooh.
What people think is the classiest tequila.
In the sipper, you got to sip them both. But, I mean, they're both overrated, by the way.
They're both horribly overrated.
Absolutely.
So Bacardi 151 has more uses.
Sure. A lot more uses. Oh, yeah.
But not as a sipper. It says sipper.
So
we're talking about a straight shot of something.
But for the guy with the button down the whole way down to his belly, you know, that's he thinks it's the classiest thing on earth. All right. You know?
So we're 1942?
I think it's 1942.
1942.
Tough break, Bacardi.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Better luck next year.
We knew you so long ago.
All right.
We're up to the basic bitch.
Number 2 and 15 on the bottom.
Patron. Canadian Club.
Patron Silver versus Canadian Club. Canadian who?
Yeah. I mean, can you even make a 7-7 with Canadian clubs? Is it even considered a 7-7?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. It's a CC.
Oh, CC. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. C-7. Yeah. Patron it is.
In the day drinking category, number 2 is Heineken versus Twisted Tea. It's got to be Heineken. It's classic.
Well, Twisted
right?
Tea just had the awesome video of the guy getting smacked in the 7-Eleven. It kind of brought it back on the radar. But
was that a Super Bowl?
No, I think it was just a YouTube.
No,
it was just an angry guy, guy in a 7-Eleven. So Heineken it is.
You got the nighttime, buddy.
Me, nighttime? Oh, okay. So number 2 versus number 15 in that is the Hendrix against the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Ooh. Oh.
Again.
Okay,
we're just going to keep
leaving. So a college beer.
Yeah.
Versus what Marlon drinks.
Basically, college nighttime versus adult nighttime.
Perhaps became like crazy hipster beer.
Yeah, what is that about? Okay, first
know.
Of all.
I don't know.
It's what like, is going on?
A hipster thinks he's a working man.
Yeah, the same kids that were drinking in early 2000 in college.
Yeah.
Okay, they got older. They're like, okay, now it's hip.
I mean, I don't know.
It was never hip. It cost less than $1 a can.
Yeah, well, a couple times I'm drinking Pabst, it's banged me up.
You get a case for the same price of a.
So what I'm hearing is Hendrix.
Yes, Marlon's drink of choice. There
you go. And
all right,
Mr. Zachariah.
What are we going to? Sipper.
Sipper number two. Bottom.
Class Azul versus Sambuca.
See, now that's a tequila. I like a little Class
Azul. Yeah. Class Azul Reposado.
Yeah, exactly.
Great bottle.
Yeah.
No. Ring that bell, baby.
Ring that bell,
no.
baby.
No. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
I mean, Sambuca, though.
We're overthinking this first round a little too much, I think. See, bitch, are we going to 8-9 now?
Yeah, we'll do 8-9.
Let's go 8-9.
All right. 8-9 is Jose Cuervo versus Smirnoff. Ooh.
That gives me a headache. Both of them give me headaches.
I gotta go Smirnoff, though.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, are we doing Jose Cuervo silver or that brown one that messed up all of our lives at least once? You know,
Basic bitch is the brown.
It's the brown.
Smirnoff is less of a headache.
Every person remembers that brown bottle of Cuervo because there was at least one time that it just...
I can't let it pass. No. So that's my vote. What do you guys think?
Fucking basic.
I think we should go with Cuervo, man.
He's got to tie. Break
I'll,
the tie.
I'll ride with Cuervo because it ain't making it past the second round.
Ain't gonna there we go.
All right, Danny.
I'm at the day drinking.
Day drinking.
8-9. Yes. Crown Royal. And Cigar City Hialeah, right?
That's
it, right?
That's Hialeah. Yes,
local
it's,
brew.
It's a local brew in Tampa, yeah. And that's an IPA, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Crown is a solid drink, but I think you know, for the day drinkers, that's a good beer, man.
It's a good beer, but drinking IPAs in the daytime though.
Yeah, that's kind of
doesn't wear you out a little bit.
But Crown, though, you drink
your
Crown.
All three of us have done both. You know what I mean? I think it's got to be Crown.
It's got to be Crown. You're going up to nighttime, my friend.
All right, 8-9, the big one.
Yeah.
Jameson versus Guinness.
We've been waiting for this game all week.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a sexy ACC versus SEC rivalry right here. For the state of Ireland. I mean, I love me some Jameson, man.
Me too.
You know, a Guinness.
I love a good Guinness.
You know I love Guinness.
I know it's your favorite, but I think J-Mo's got it.
I love me some J-Mo.
I hate you, Guinness. I'm doing the 8 versus 9 in the sipper category.
Yes.
Dogfish Head 90-minute IPA versus Jim Beam. Mm. I hate them both.
Jim Beam.
I don't drink beer, so.
Anybody under the age of 55, have you ever seen them order a Jim Beam?
No.
With all the other options out there in the world?
No. I mean, the Dogfish Head, I like the company.
That 90-minute, man.
That's hoppy hop.
That's super hop. Right there.
You got to sip that. That's a sip.
Yeah, you have to sip it.
I don't drink either one of them.
Let's go 90-minute.
It's going to be Dogfish.
Let's go 90-minute.
Back up to the basic bitch. We're going to do 7 versus 10.
7-10.
Okay. Budweiser, the king of beers versus the sweet, sweet girl from Malibu.
Bud Heavy versus Malibu.
The cowboy and the Surfer Girl.
Yeah,
those are two. That's a clash of the basic.
Yes, yes, it is. Don't get more basic than Budweiser.
That's true.
I do love calling them Bud Heavies, though.
Yeah, they are.
That's the only good thing about Budweiser.
Okay, so we're going to pass it through as Bud Heavy.
Bud Heavy. Heavy gets the crown.
And for you, you're in day drinking right now.
What, Bud Light versus Corona, correct?
Yes.
Corona's at Bud Light. No.
Corona's at Bud Light. Bud Light's fall from grace has been a hell of a fall from grace. I was putting it at a 10 seed, you know?
I know. That's a tough day drinking category, though. Yeah. Because
I drink Corona. I don't even drink beer. I mean, enough beer I do drink when I drink.
That's a vacation drink.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate.
If I'm going to drink a beer, I drink a Corona.
But again, when you've had too many day drinks and you're at a bar and you feel weird not to hold something in your hand, you order a Bud Light and you just hold it, you know? It's just there in your hand.
You know what? Bud Light's been taking it on the chin. Yeah. And it's going to continue to take it on the chin.
I'm going Rona as well.
It's not your year again. 2024 ain't good for you either.
It's like they're on academic probation.
Yes. All right, for me, I'm going nighttime, in the
right?
Nighttime.
Yeah.
I have 7 versus 10, Bacardi versus Stella Artois.
I'm going to ride on that same kind of idea what he said. I don't drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see a Stella at the end of the night being what you're going to drink, especially if you had a rough day. If you're just like, hey, I meet my friends out, I'll get a Stella, it won't fucking crush me.
Stella's a good shift drink.
It's a classy Heineken.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Absolutely.
We're doing Stella.
I think Stella it is.
Danny, you're going down to the sip.
Yes. Okay. Grandma versus Aperol. And for that, that's a no-brainer for me.
Oh, it's Grandma.
It's Grandma. I'm Grandma. Yeah. Oh.
That score was 101 to 68.
Aperol didn't even dress players.
Then we're going up to Basic Bitch Conference.
We can do 5 and 12.
Yes, 5-12.
Absolute fireball.
Ooh. Never have two teams been more even.
I mean, that fireball. Remember back in the day when it was like $5 a shot?
Yeah, when there was extra basic. Yeah, I mean,
it was the most basic.
I still taste that cinnamon in my mouth.
It's the reason why we all switched to Rumplemints for a small period of time until we realized Rumplemints is 5 fireballs in one. I'm going fireball.
I mean, just on default, I can't back Absolute.
Yeah, no, I think Fireball's the move.
This was tight, though.
Oh, it was a close game.
Yeah, it was a close game.
Absolutely.
They wanted the buzzer.
I mean, if we were throwing out all the Absolute flavors, maybe, but, you know, we're just keeping it Absolute. Yeah. You know?
No, we're keeping it Absolute Blue, whatever that bottle is. All right, so I have the day drinking category.
Yes.
I have Miller Lite versus Prosecco It's the Minetto
Prosecco.
Okay.
It's just the
day drinking Prosecco. So basically, girls versus boys in this one.
All you can drink Prosecco.
But I know a bunch of girls that drink some Miller Lite. So I think Miller has it.
Listen, Miller has it for me because
I used
Miller to drink
time,
Miller.
It's Miller time, baby.
I mean, it is three dudes in here. Right?
I think if we put a girl, a girl who drank beer, she would say Miller Lite with us.
Yes. Yeah. Miller Lite, my friends.
Okay. And then we're on nighttime, right?
Yes.
So it's number 5 is Bombay Sapphire, and number 12 is the Pinnacle.
Ooh.
The Pinnacle. I mean, we're not in college anymore, fellas.
Yeah, no.
We're not.
It's Sapphire, right?
It's Sapphire.
Yeah.
If I went to a place and it was open bar, but it was Pinnacle, I'd just start a tab. Just give them my credit card.
All right, let's get 5 versus Sipa. 12 in the Sipa category.
Tanqueray versus Ketel One.
Mm.
Juice and gin.
Mm.
I mean, Ketel One's a big dog.
You know, it I love is. Me some Tanqueray.
I know you love yourself some Tanqueray.
You're a gin drinker.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going down. Because I'm not a big fan of the flavor of Ketel One.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Tanqueray could take him. I think they might be one of my Cinderellas.
Nothing like knocking out.
Yes. Number 10.
Out Ketel One.
Number 12 is
round.
Taking down number
TNT,
5.
TNT, baby. You're on fire.
You're right.
I love it.
Shocking the world.
All right. We are going up.
We're back up at Basic Bitch, and it's the 3 and the 14.
Captain versus Sailor.
That's a no-brainer for me.
One's a captain, one's a sailor.
And one's a captain, one's a ripoff.
Yeah.
One's a ripoff captain.
One's a captain of the yacht, the other one's just on the boat.
Captain Morgan.
Captain it is.
All right, that's going to go down to day drinking. What do I have? 314. High noon versus blue moon.
Oh, the moon and the noon.
The moon and the noon.
Man, high noon? Really? Blue moon, baby? Well, for me.
For you. I mean,
that's my vote.
Hey, I love me some nooners outside.
Okay. Yeah, one blue moon, one high noon.
There you go.
I don't drink either one. Okay.
Okay. So
to me, if we go with blue moon, that's a big upset.
As a day drink,
and there's only two in the cooler.
And we're in the middle of spring break right now. Yeah. I'm gonna go with the high noon.
I think the nooner gets here, man.
All right. I'm not gonna fight you.
Yeah. Knowing that I have 12 in my fridge right now.
No way.
We stay between 6 to 12 at all times.
Oh. <Wow. laughs> Jeremy.
Hey, I'm basic, bro. What
Who's up next? Is it me?
It's you at the nighttime, I believe.
Okay. Stoli versus the blue.
Johnny Walker blue.
As far as nighttime goes, and you're spending some money, ain't nothing better than some good old blue. I'll do it for my boy Roy Toy right there.
I feel the same, but I feel like... blue is kind of the 1942 of scotches.
No, you are correct.
Like 100%, you know. Stoli
versus Johnny Walker Blue.
I mean, Stoli's getting a bad rap as well with, you know, Russia versus Ukraine as well.
14 people might just beat this 3C.
I think we got to go blue.
I think so. Because it's where it's at.
Yeah.
It's exactly. In the night.
Yep.
You know, I'm not drinking blue any other time in the day except for at nighttime.
It's appropriate for the conference.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
All right,
you're going down to the sipper, my friend.
Don Julio Añejo versus Macallan 12.
Okay.
Both are classy fucking broads, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, Macallan 12 is a fixture.
It is a fixture.
Of your top shelf of your bar.
It's a fixture.
I mean, I feel like it should get a pass on some bad reffing calls, you know, or something like that, you know. I mean... You know what?
The tournament is in their backyard.
It's like an ACC juggernaut that just kind of is like,
they're playing in Charlotte.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going up to Basic Bitch.
Yeah.
4 and 13, yeah. Yeah, so 4 and 13, we have Coors Light versus Beefeater.
I say Coors Light. I don't even drink
it. I think Coors Light, too. I mean, it's kind of a NASCAR beer, but, you know.
I agree.
It's basic.
I think Beefeater's not basic enough.
Yeah, it's not.
Right, Coors.
All right, so now it's to me in the day drinking category.
Yep.
We got Yuengling, great beer, oldest beer in the country, versus Hop Gun, IPA local.
Local.
Spot, the street.
It's our local brew.
I could get there in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Hop Gun's made by Funky Buddha.
Yes. Funky Buddha, yep.
But Yuengling is...
Is Yuengling.
Is Yuengling.
Yuengling's Yuengling. Yes. I love a Yuengling.
I may not know how to spell it, but I know how to drink it.
Yeah, I spell like the Yin Yang twins. Yang. There we go.
Up to nighttime for you, my friend.
Right. 4 and 13. Belvedere versus Doers. Mm. I mean, Belvedere
I got, for nighttime, I'm doing the Belvedere.
I'm doing Belvedere, okay. Too, you know.
I ain't got to say anything.
Especially when I become a 60-year-old white woman, I'm definitely doing the Belvedere.
Yeah. Martini.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I'm going down to the sipper category.
Yes.
We have Bailey's versus Hennessy. This is really tough.
It depends what kind of mood you're in.
Well, I'm black.
That's why it depends what kind of mood you're in. Man,
yeah. Don't judge me, black people, but I'm going Bailey's.
You're going to go into a bar and order a Bailey's. Yes. Over a Hennessy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it's
I know.
I won't perpetuate the stereotype.
But, you know, technically, Henny is to be sipped, though. And it is in the sipping category.
You are correct. You are correct. I'll let the other black man in there.
I'm waiting for him to say what he's got to say.
No, the Henny. I think the Henny's a good sipper.
He's going Henny. What say you about Henny?
The yak and the cranberry.
I know. So, I used to drink a lot of Hennessy. A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
was it like
now,
a Captain Morgan phase?
Yes.
It's the first round. Let's not dwell on it too long.
All right. But we'll let Hennessy go through.
I think Henny goes through, man.
Henny.
We got to represent for our black people out there.
All right. Go ahead and represent on the last of the... of the tournament in
the 6-11.
6-11.
White Claw versus Michelob Ultra.
That's
oh, okay. Friend. That's me?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for saying it. Perfect. well, you know what? I'm going to go as, and they're both for chicks.
And yeah. They're both basic.
I will say Ultra.
Yeah. I'm thinking Ultra, too.
Can you already let a High Noon in?
I was going to White Claw.
Yeah, I know you were.
So which one are we doing?
We did Ultra.
We're doing Ultra.
You said Ultra.
Yeah, I think Ultra, man. I mean, even though when I call all seltzers White Claws, you know, it's just out of habit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like calling a Lyft and Uber. I think Ultra goes
all,
by.
All tissue Kleenex.
Exactly. Boom. Exactly.
All right, get down
day
to the
drinking,
day drinking, my
the
friend.
Final one. I'll say his because he said mine.
Do it.
Yeah, go on ahead.
Casamigos Blanco and the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
How nostalgic is this Mike's Hard Lemonade? Yeah. How'd you get in here anyway?
Mike versus George Clooney. I'm going Clooney.
Me too.
Clooney.
Casamigos.
Yes. That's my go-to anyways when I'm at during the day.
I'm going to nighttime, the final one. Woodford Reserve versus Elijah Craig. That's messed up, man.
Yeah.
Why'd you give me this one?
Yeah, yeah, this was a tough one.
Because they're both in the...
They're both very similar.
They're both on the shelf together.
They are.
Right?
They're neighbors.
Yeah.
They're neighbors. They walk dogs. They're looking over like, is my wife hotter than yours?
I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Elijah Craig is like, I don't like that guy.
I mean, this is a coin flip.
Well, for me, it's Woodford.
It's Woodford
for me.
It's Woodford, yep.
Thanks. Back to you on the final. All right,
so for the final of the first round, we got Goose versus Zacapa.
That's a tough one. Zacapa is a good sipping rum.
It is a great sipping rum.
But Goose is Goose.
Goose is Goose.
Goose is Goose.
Yeah, but do you sip Goose, though?
We don't. Remember, we already knocked out Kettle. We can't knock out Goose and Kettle in the first round.
That's true.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
This guy has his head on straight.
I really feel like we should have knocked Goose out and kept Kettle. Whatever.
I don't like Kettle.
I think Tanqueray had a stronger case than Goose did anyway.
Right.
Than Zacapa did.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we're into the second round already.
There Sweet 16, go. Baby.
Sweet 16, we have Tito's versus Jose Cuervo.
Boom.
Tito's,
man. That score was not close.
No, that was a
Tito's won by 35 points.
That was a monster. Okay, in the day drinking category, we have Modelo versus Crown. I think Modelo.
Okay.
He's going up to nighttime.
Nighttime. Big one.
Ooh, that's a big game.
Jack versus J-Mo.
J versus J. Jack on J Crime.
I'm taking J-Mo just because it's what I drink. I'm taking a shot at night.
I mean,
gotta go Jack Daniels here, guys.
If we were three mine workers, it'd be Jack Daniels, but we're three guys in the restaurant industry. We order J-Mo at the end of it when we go out. I think it's J-Mo.
Sons of bitches.
We are going to let you win one sooner or later. We're not ganging up on you over here. You are going to win one of these, bro.
All right, I'm sipping here. Don Julio 1942 versus Dogfish. Stop it.
1942, right?
Dogfish. He got boat raced in the second, in the Sweet 16. No, in the second round, I should say.
There you go. All right.
it.
Okay. Where we start? We're at Back at Basic, bitch.
Yeah.
And
go to the bottom.
Go to the bottom. Bud Heavy versus Patron.
Bud Heavy versus Patron. What do you guys think? I'm going to let you guys decide on that one.
Well, it's in the Basic Bitch category.
It's Basic Bitch.
Are
we going T-Pain? Or are we going...
I think it's Patron. It's I think it's be Patron. Patron. As
well. Oh, man. We're all growing up now.
We're such grown-ups. Heineken versus Corona. The juggernauts.
Yo, it's getting chippy.
Of non-domestic
Ooh, this
beer.
Happened early. We weren't expecting this one in this battle.
This should be the championship.
Yeah, this is this as far as beers go.
Yo.
This is a strong battle here.
Exactly. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring and say Heineken.
Was my beer of choice all through high school, man.
Okay.
You know
what else is weird about this? This, between Heineken and Corona, two of the skunkiest beers you ever tasted in your whole life, bro.
Neither one are good. You are day drinking. You think beach.
I think Corona. That's true.
I'll take the Corona, too.
I'm still going down, bro.
You're still going down.
Whose party is this anyway? Second round to you, my friend.
Nighttime. We got Stella versus Hendrix. I think it's Hendrix.
You want to just give it to him?
I think it's Hendrix. Thank you, guys.
You're so kind.
Now we're even for the Henny. We're even now.
You're going down to the sipper, my friend.
Grand Marnier versus Classe Azul.
Yeah.
It's the shot we should be taking shots of versus... the shot that we do take a shot of, and that's messing us up.
I like the grandma here.
I like grandma too, but you know, if Classic Azul and grandma were the same price, I go, they're not.
Exactly.
So what are you saying? You're sending me mixed messages here.
No, he's not wrong.
I am mixed
that's
up on
where
it
lies. I mean, I love a
the
good...
The Classe Azul is going to hurt you for like $50.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to bang your head. But with the orange on it, it's delicious. I mean, are we talking... Are we talking expenses? Or are we talking drinks? Let's be honest.
Man,
right, I mean, it's like Harvard playing somebody else. It's okay.
We just want to know. I believe Classe Azul is going to win by 4 points. It's a respectable win.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
All right, so Classe it is.
Yeah,
I'm going up to Basic Bitch category. I got Fireball versus Corona Light. Coors Light. I did that the last time. Coors Light. Coors Light versus Fireball. I'm going Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Yeah.
Coors Light. Basic bitch.
Because we stopped drinking Fireball. I think we all talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing of the past.
I never liked it. To you, Daniel.
All right. Day drinking. We have Miller Lite versus Yuengling.
That's conflicting.
That's very conflicting.
This is another buzzer beater.
This is another buzzer beater.
Yeah.
I leave it up to you guys.
I like Yuengling better.
I just know that
everybody likes Yuengling better, but you know what rolls off the tongue?
Miller Lite.
Okay.
Miller Lite, good advertising. You're right. Miller Lite. they're sponsored.
They got a good coach.
You're going up to nighttime.
Sapphire versus Belvedere.
Mm.
Belvedere's a good vodka.
It's got to be Belvedere.
I like Belvedere. Especially you see a special for Belvedere, you're jumping on it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going down to the sipper category. Tanqueray versus
Hennessy.
Oh, why are y'all doing this to me now? Come on. I'm just gearing up for disappointment again.
No.
I'm a Tanqueray man.
I'm going to take Tanqueray with
Tanqueray
you.
Tanqueray it is.
Yeah.
Tanqueray. Back of the bus, Henny.
You can't say it.
I can't say it. We'll edit that out.
You can't say it.
He's fine. We're going to let him lie.
Not for you to say. Only I can say it.
Oh, my God. So it's me, right?
Yes.
Back to Basic Bitch, and we're going to finish out this round with these last four, okay?
Yeah, man.
So we got Ultra versus My Drink, Captain Morgan.
It's Captain.
You know why? It's a good matchup for Captain.
Because you say Captain. You don't say the whole name.
Yeah.
You just say Captain.
Captain. All right.
You're on day drinking, sir. Finishing out that bracket.
So we're doing Casa Amigos versus...
His jam.
Versus the Nooner. I'm going Nooner. I don't know. Tequila during the day.
I know. Yeah. But you think margaritas?
Yeah, you're right. Margaritas.
Margaritas.
I'll drink the Casamigos. What are you doing? You're the breaker.
It could literally go either way, but I can
totally
understand.
I'm thinking margaritas during the
margaritas.
Day.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
Casamigos.
We're staying with Clooney.
Oh, and it's going to be Mexican?
Oh, I love that. It's a crime. It's a hate crime over here.
It's a sombrero loving bracket. All right.
I'm going up to nighttime, and yes. I'm doing Woodford Reserve versus Johnny Walker Blue.
It's Woodford.
Just by default, I think.
It's Woodford. Woodford.
Ain't nobody trying to spend $100.
There's like
you'll spend 20.
We're trying to buy two more than one drink.
We'll spend 20. We're not
they're like wiping the dust off the blue bottle.
Exactly.
We're going to finish this out and go into the Sweet 16 in a minute. We got Goose versus McCallum.
Oh, that's nice. I like that matchup.
I'm
tuning in for this one.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Oh, yeah.
Grey Goose versus McCallum 12.
Yeah.
Ooh. Two staples in that industry.
I'm still thinking Goose. Goose takes it over McCallum.
You are sipping a martini.
You're sipping a martini.
With Grey Goose.
I hear you. I'm the only one picking McCallum, I guess, because I think there needs to be a good scotch in there all the way through, but it's not going to make it.
Yeah.
It ain't going to make it.
It ain't going to make it. It's okay.
Me and the Pete don't match. Somebody's got to lose.
Somebody's got to lose.
Exactly.
We are back to the top of the bracket.
We're in the Sweet 16
now. The Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Bring it home, baby.
Tito's versus Coors.
Is this a closer game than they've had
Colorado versus
this
Texas.
This is a closer game than they've had all season, but Tito's is still taking them down.
Tito's taking them down.
Yeah. I mean, it's their closest game this
As much as I'd like to crush his heart.
Yeah.
It's their closest game in the tournament.
Tito's is like the team that went undefeated all season. So, like, that's the only way they're slipping up is by just putting that in their head, you know? Coors ain't taking them down.
They ain't going to lose to Coors. Yeah. All right, so I'm at the top of the day drinking. Yeah. Modelo versus Miller Lite.
I mean, could we just throw a Miller Lite upset out there?
I think so.
Just to keep a domestic one in there?
I mean...
I'm taking Miller Lite over Modelo.
Only because Modelo doesn't come to mind.
Yeah.
That was my argument last time. Yeah. Like, if I'm just there going... Yeah. Even if they're...
Not every bar has a Modelo. Every bar has Miller Lite.
And it's to you, Daniel. You're at the top of the Sweet 16 charts.
The nighttime, right?
Yes.
J-Mo versus Belvy.
Jameson versus Belvedere.
I mean...
What's in green tea?
J-Mo. Yeah.
All right, you're doing the top of the sipper.
1942 versus Tangeray. Tangeray's got to go.
It's got to go. Tangeray made it this far. They got to keep on trucking, baby.
It's
got to
go.
You priced yourself out of the tournament.
They're going to keep on trucking.
I am doing the basic bitch. Finishing up the Sweet 16 category with Captain Morgan versus Patron Silva. That's a tough one.
That's going double overtime.
Captain is my basic bitch.
I know.
And I mean, so it's up to you guys.
But as basic can be, is Patron Silva. Captain to me is a little too sweet.
Yep.
Then I'm not mad either way.
Listen, you're voting Captain. I'm going Patron Silva. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm the tiebreaker. You know, I think I'm going Patron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patron Silver.
Yeah, so we are on day drinking and about to enter the Elite Eight. We've talked about this. It's Mexico versus Mexico.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Versus Rona.
Versus the Rona.
Casamigos versus Corona.
Yes.
I think it's Corona.
I think that's
day drinking.
I think that's I the think beer. I think this is the beer scene.
Imagine a bucket.
Yes.
You know, a bucket of Coronas.
On the beach.
On the beach.
And day drinking is all about the price, too.
It is. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're doing a bucket. Sure, you're on the beach.
You're on the beach.
Yo, your feet are up. It has a commercial. We've seen it.
And then
finally, now we're at the nighttime.
Nighttime.
To finish out. Those are pretty good.
Woodford versus Hendrix.
Oh, that's tough.
It's Hendrix.
It's both my babies, though.
They're both damn good.
It's Hendrix, man.
It's up to you.
I do Hendrix.
Okay. I would have went with you either way, because I can drink either one.
I'm going to finish it out.
Yeah.
The sipper category, Grey Goose versus Classe Azul. Classe Azul got to go.
No, I'm keeping Classe Azul for my personal.
I think It's so delicious.
You know? I'm keeping it.
I know.
My vote. You guys can do.
We're gonna go back through. We've said it every round. God, it's so good. You know? it's good.
It's good and pricey.
It is pricey. We're not talking about price right now. It's a sipper.
We're sipping at the end of the night. All right. You can splurge the $40.
All right. Classy.
You know, when I thought this up, I never thought that we would have two gins in the Elite Eight. No way.
We are at wrapping it up, land. I loved it. Let's keep it moving, baby.
We're at the Elite Eight. Okay. We're at the Elite Eight. We're trying to figure out who the Final Four is going to be.
So you're a basic bitch.
I'm a basic bitch. Who's more basic than Tito's versus Patron Silver? Don't look at me. I'm gonna say... Oh. It's got to be Tito's. Like, Tito's is rolling this tournament.
Let me tell you something.
Nobody's more basic. Like, what?
Tito's has taken the world by storm since they came out.
Absolutely.
I remember when they came out.
Yo, me too.
And I was in Vegas, and I was drinking Tito's, like, back in the day before it was like...
Let's go, Tito's. Tito's, welcome to the Final Four.
Welcome to the Final Four. It's up to you,
It's up
Danny.
To me. Down to day drinking Corona versus Miller Lite.
Yep. Woo! Again,
I feel the punches.
Think back to the bucket.
I'm the beach bucket master.
Yeah. Yo, but okay, you're the beach bucket master. What if you're in a bar? The bucket's gonna be full of Miller Lite.
You're not wrong.
Yep.
So think about you indoors.
Beach or game day? Game day is yes. Miller Lite.
Yes. Yeah. Beach or game day?
I gave you mine. Well, it's up to you guys. I said Corona.
You said Corona. I'm going Miller Lite. It's up to you.
I mean, Miller Lite's just so interchangeable. Miller Lite, but I mean, it could be interchangeable so much.
So what you're saying?
I'm thinking Rona.
Okay. Ah!
I'm thinking Rona.
Okay.
we have a bracket.
There we go.
All right. It's to you now, and you're going.
J-Mo versus Hendrix.
Ooh.
Wow.
I know you love you some Hendrix, brother.
Wow, that's tough.
But
I'm in for either one, man.
I mean, I'm thinking J-Mo has to take it. J-Mo's a big dog. All
right, Jameson. I'm not mad at it. We came this far.
Okay, it's to MJ.
I have Tanqueray versus Classe Azul.
Yeah. They couldn't be farther from each other.
I know. I got to go Classe Azul on that one.
I think it's
we left something sexy.
I think this is a pretty decent Final Four.
Yeah,
right here.
We left something sexy into the Final Four. I like that.
Oh, wow. This is unexpected, by the way.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. We got Tito's and Jameson. And we got Classe Azul versus Corona. We're in the Final Four. Okay. We couldn't have more different kind of drinks. You have a beer. You have a tequila.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a vodka.
Yes.
And you have a whiskey.
Yeah.
You have an Irish whiskey at that.
Irish whiskey.
So, on my game, we got Tito's and Jameson. Boys, what do you think?
I mean, we could discuss this for an hour. This could be like a podcast, right?
I know. That's a podcast in itself. I got to go Tito's. It's so flexible.
I love it.
There's more options.
I love it. There's a lot of options. Tito's. I mean, Tito's was our jam in Vegas. Remember at the spot? Where were we at? The Conrad? Was that the special there? $3?
No, you're thinking of...
Conrad.
No.
End of the strip, right before it crosses over. Right before Bally's, right?
What are you talking about? What
is it called?
Where's Dre's at?
Dre's is the Conrad, I thought.
It's not the Conrad.
Then what is Cromwell?
Cromwell!
Yes!
The damage I could do with a $3 Tito?
Yo! It was the move.
That would change my whole vacation.
It changed our whole vacation.
It did. I might have peed my pants. Now it's to you, my friend.
Corona, Classe Azul.
I mean,
I know. I know.
Classe Azul is the jam, and it's had its run.
It was a good run.
Corona's got this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I think Corona has it too.
What?
Yeah.
And we had an Ivy Leaguer make it to
Harvard made it to the Final Four. Let's get back to the ACC, okay?
What?
Yeah. This is where basketball gets played.
Yeah. Is this what you guys have there in our championship?
Tito.
You telling me that's not true?
I mean,
oh my goodness.
Let the world
March Madness
decide.
Blues bracket
yes.
is coming down to Tito's versus Corona.
Yeah, it don't get no better than a basic bitch and a good old day drinker. Okay? We're in the middle of spring break. We are riding the wave all the way through. We got the kids in town, we got TV, we got March Madness. You're drinking a Corona or you're popping a fucking Tito's and cranberry. Let's fucking go, baby.
Maybe if we were doing this in like November or December, they would have been totally different.
All right, so Tito's versus Corona. That's going to be a tough one. I'm going to vote for Tito's.
We're bringing our talents to South Beach, baby.
I'm voting for Tito's.
They swept the board. Tito's.
Tito's went undefeated.
Tito's.
There's too many Tito's options.
In a landslide.
Now,
not the victory, but.
In the comments, let us know what where we went wrong or what you would have had in or who you think would win between Tito's and Corona. And we're going to wrap the show up. I mean, I think we did amazing.
I think we did great.
This was a big undertaking.
Yeah.
We're truly grateful.
Appreciate it.
A lot of the research was done by Zach. And when I say a lot, it was all of it.
Yeah, about 28 years of research. There we go.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Thank you, Zach, for bringing it back. Round 2 with Zach in the building. We love it. We out.